our Mel Harrington is actually Mel Stafford, Cody's sister.
What?
Yeah, she's got this big conspiracy theory. Thinks Simon was wrongfully convicted and someone else killed her brother, then came after Simon.
Stewie hated Simon. Bad history. What makes a street gang member cooperate with the police? Why would Stewie run the risk of getting a bloody great target on his back by singing like a bird for the prosecution? Unless he had a rock-solid reason. What if Stewie was the person on the bridge with Cody?
What are the chances of being able to identify a make of trainers from remains at the Peverall crime scene?
On the victim?
No. In the room, look. Stills from CCTV on Chaplin Way. Unidentified suspect Thursday night, taken an hour apart.
Different shoes?
I brought him some photos.
What photos?
Photos Cody had taken that night. Well, I'm not going to stop just because they got to Simon, even if they're coming for me next.
Where are the photos?
I gave them to Simon. Why would anyone want to kill him? Well, who benefits? The man who killed Cody.
Boss, the hospital have discharged Stewie McCallion. We've sent someone to pick him up.
Great.
And Jolene said she'd be in the lab for 10 past, but she doesn't remember forensics recovering any residue from photographs.
OK, let's go find her. Alice, you'd better be calling to apologise, and not just to me.
What do you mean? You weren't even there, you have no idea...
I know exactly what happened. Chloe told me everything. It's completely unacceptable. I really don't know what you think you're playing.
I'm not playing anything. You think this is some sort of game? I'm not a kid anymore.
Well, you're acting like one. Look, I'm at work. I've got to go. We'll talk about your behaviour later.
My behaviour? What about...
Trouble?
Shed loads.
Morning. Hi.
Morning.
Right, we do have remains of documents, but they're not from photographs. Exhibit number JL14. Scorched, but partly legible. See the images?
They're transcripts from Simon Peverell's trial. According to Mel Stafford, he wouldn't let them out of his sight, still hell-bent on overturning his conviction.
He'd no chance.
Where are the photographs, then? If they weren't at the scene and they weren't found on his body? Mel gave them to him on Wednesday. Where did he go between then and moving into DaCosta's room at Marie-Leanne House around 5 p.m. on the Thursday?
He was back in Leeds Wednesday night, but I checked with them, no photos there. Thursday, he came over to Manchester and went to see Phil Dixon for a job, allegedly.
We know he saw Dixon, but it doesn't take 3/4 of an hour to show someone the door. So what were they really talking about? And after that?
We don't know. Not until he turned up at the hostel.
We need to find out. I'm making that a priority line of inquiry.
Oh, email from Kira Whittaker on the fire investigation.
What's she say?
The soft furnishings, carpets and curtains failed to comply with safety standards, enabling the fire to take hold more quickly.
Right. We can add that to Jackie Stanton-Hope's charge sheet.
What was she thinking? The place was a death trap. It's incredible there haven't been more fires before now. How did they avoid inspections?
The fake did. The stuff was labelled with all the right info, it just didn't match the goods. They'll have all been knocked up somewhere on the cheap.
And the building had smoke alarms, fire extinguishers, sprinkler systems, so it probably all looked sound on the surface.
And murky as anything underneath. At least she stopped playing the innocents.
Thanks, Jolene. Anything else turns up, send it straight through, please.
Will do.
Bit of an about turn, wasn't it? Jackie, unconditional surrender. That's not her usual style.
What are you thinking?
Why did she suddenly come clean? She's got powerful friends. She's been feted and held up as a shining example for years. She enjoys a huge following. So why not ride it out? Going down without a fight? There's something off.
You think there's more dirt to be had?
Could well be. Tanner.
Stewie McCallion's in interview room 1. Fit for purpose, though he's probably chewing the furniture by now. Withdrawal.
My heart bleeds.
And files you wanted from the Cody Stafford case have turned up. Some plonker put them in the wrong box. They're sending them over to us now.
OK, thanks. McCallion's here.
Good.
We still need these photos. Can you concentrate on trying to establish Simon's movements on Thursday? Where was he before he called on Phil Dixon? Where did he go after that? We know he had a history with Simon Peverell. First you testify as a witness for the prosecution against him. Then years later, when you're in the same prison together, you go after him with a blade and hospitalise him. Are you back now, finishing the job?
Don't be mental. I've not seen the bloke since we were inside. They moved me to Franklin after that.
Why did you knife him in the first place?
Wrong way round, pal. He came to me, totally wired. He's a nutter. off his friggin' trolley.
So it was completely unprovoked?
Might have said something.
Like what?
Like how he looked like shit and he couldn't hack it inside. Like no one believed him bleating on about how he'd been framed and he should just fess up for taking out a brother. He'd get out sooner then. He went all Terminator on me, friggin' crazy. Well, I had to defend myself, didn't I?
With a Stanley blade.
Look, taught him a lesson he needed to learn. Pure self-defence, mate, like I say.
Where were you on Thursday night between 9 p.m. and 10:30?
Can't remember.
Try harder.
Nah, not getting anything, mate. Home, probably. But like I said, I ain't seen the bloke for years. You can't pin this on me, no way.
Is that right? Trouble is, Stewie, if we can't confirm your whereabouts, you're looking like a very strong suspect. History of previous violence with the deceased. Your girlfriend lies to us. You flee the scene when we try to talk to you. I'd say that adds up to some pretty dodgy behaviour, all told.
I know I wasn't there. Because I wasn't there.
I thought you couldn't remember. Maybe it slipped your mind Thursday night. Could be you're suffering drug-induced amnesia. Maybe you've forgotten what you actually did that night, or are you just lying to us? You had it in for Simon Peveril. Word is you were happy to see him banged up. Whoever started the fight in prison, he came off by far the worst. He nearly died. And now he has. And you, mucking about, your lack of cooperation, makes me think you've something to hide.
What's your old tricks, is it? Fitting people up? I wouldn't do that, given what I know.
What are you talking about?
Last time round, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Now you don't remember.
What are you saying?
Well, you weren't there, pal. You had to be there.
In 1998, you were interviewed about the murder of Cody Stafford. You were an eyewitness. You saw Simon Peveril attack Cody and throw him off the bridge.
Well, that's right, because he had, hadn't he? You had your man, you picked him up, you got all your forensics and that. You pulled me in, explained how I could help, and then no one had bothered about the Class A's intent to supply. That could just go away, same as Simon Peveril, sorted.
That never happened. There was no bargaining.
If you say so.
That's not how it works.
Maybe not nowadays.
Ever. That's not how I work.
Like I'm a walked.
We were investigating a murder. We'd no interest in your drug dealing.
Yeah, like I say, we had an understanding.
No. No way. Absolutely no way. You are twisting it. There was no deal. Or are you saying you lied on oath?
I'd be perjury. I've never done that.
You did see Simon Peveril kill Cody Stafford?
Sure I did. Or like I said...
On this Thursday?
It's nothing to do with me. Right, but you try making out like it is and I might start blabbing. Right, there's a few people out there who'd like to know what happened back in the day, eh? How it really went down. That could be massive, right? Social media and that.
Get him out of here. Back in his cell.
Yes, boss.
You can't keep me long, Stone. You have to charge me and let me go. Still nice catching up, eh? Old times.
His brain's fried, boss. He's a smackhead trying to rattle us.
There were no deals.
You don't need to tell me.
He's just stirring it. Anyway, we can soon put that to bed. Now the old files and tapes are here, I can find Stewie's interview and establish exactly what was said. I'll catch you later. See whether you can find anything on Stewie for Thursday night. Any sightings near Marilyn House?
On it.
Alice, you can't be here.
You hung up on me. What was I supposed to do? You can't just keep ignoring me. Why should I be the one to apologise?
Because you're the one causing all the upset.
Bullshit! You should apologise. You wouldn't even talk to me.
Keep your voice down.
Why should I? You're afraid someone will hear? Am I embarrassing you? Is that it? Is that why you're so keen to see the back of me?
When have I ever given you reason to
think that? You don't give a shit! You break every single promise, every time. You say you'll do things and you don't. Or you're late and you send someone else. You blame it on work because you're always so busy.
My work is important.
And I'm not. You've still time to play happy families with Chloe, haven't you? Not got time for me. Can't be arsed, but you're still going to have a baby with that bitch.
Alice!
When were you going to tell me?
Alice, just listen.
No, you don't care about me. You don't give a toss about anyone. I hate you. You've ruined my life.
How? Tell me how.
You don't care. You just want to forget about us. I hope you're happy now. You and Chloe the cow.
Alice.
You can all piss off. Because I don't care anymore. I hate you.
Alice, come back.
Can you tell me what time you reached the bridge?
Not sure, I was a bit out of it.
Have you any idea?
Probably like 3, maybe half 3.
And what did you see when you got there?
It was this fight.
And who was fighting?
Simon Peverall and Cody.
Cody Stafford?
Yeah.
Do you know these people?
Of course.
Can you tell me how you know them?
We hang together.
Is it true that you and Simon Peverall and Cody Stafford are affiliated to the Duke's gang?
What sort of question's that?
Just answer the question.
Yeah, sort of.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You saw them fighting at the bridge. What were they doing?
Just scrapping, you know.
Like what?
Battling each other.
Were they both standing?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who hit who? Where they were hitting each other?
It was all pretty quick. Look, Simon, he was hitting Cody.
Where?
Anywhere he could. But Simon was crazy, he was out for blood.
And then what happened?
What do you mean?
What happened next?
He threw him in, like...
Who did?
Simon.
Simon threw Cody into the river?
Yeah, and he ran off.
Did Simon see you?
No.
And when Simon threw Cody in, could you tell what state Cody was in?
He was pretty messed up.
What, like?
He was bleeding and that.
And Simon?
He ran off.
Yeah. But what state was he in?
He was banged up and all.
Bleeding too?
Yeah.
Could you tell whether Cody was conscious when Simon pushed him off the bridge?
I don't know.
Or was he still struggling?
I can't remember.
Was he moving?
I can't remember. I was pretty hammered, you know, and the shock, like, it's not all that clear.
Seems to me like you can't remember much at all.
I remember Simon beat up Cody, then threw him over the bridge. All like you wanted.
All I want is for you to tell us what you saw.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing.
You didn't try to break it up, to stop them?
There wasn't time.
Is there anything else you can remember? Who did what? If anyone spoke? Anything at all?
Nah, I'm sorry, mate. It's all a bit of a blur. Look, I've told you everything I know. You said before you wanted me help. It's what you've got.
Or was he still struggling?
I can't remember.
Was he moving?
I can't remember. I was pretty hammered, you know, and the shock, like, it's not all that clear.
Seems to me like you can't remember much at all.
I remember Simon beat up Cody, then threw him over the bridge. All like you wanted.
All I want is for you to tell us what you saw.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing.
Is there anything else you can remember? Who did what? If anyone spoke? Anything at all?
Nah, I'm sorry, mate. It's all a bit of a blur. Look, I've told you everything I know. You said before you wanted me help. It's what you've got. I remember Simon beat up Cody, then threw him over the bridge. All like you wanted.
All I want is for you to tell us what you saw.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, hell.
Sarah Martindale.
Yes. Can I help?
I hope so. I'm a friend of Simon Peverell's.
Oh, I am sorry. My condolences.
Can you tell me? When Simon arrived at Marilyn's house, was he on his own?
I don't know. I didn't see. I didn't see him.
Really? You were working that night, weren't you?
Yeah, but I never actually saw him.
Well, what about visitors? Did anyone visit him?
No.
Well, someone must have. Or was it a double room?
No, no, single. Most of them... Look, excuse me, I'm really... No comment. No comment! There's a statement on the website. I suggest that you read that. Look, I really can't help. We're snowed under, as you can see.
But you're the hostel manager. You lived on site. It said in the paper. You must have seen people coming and going.
I didn't see anyone that evening. No one I remember anyway.
No one? Oh, come on. Well, who checked him in? Can I speak to them?
Sorry.
He should have been in Leeds. I don't understand why he ended up there instead. What about other residents who had rooms near his?
Look, I can't help.
Can't or won't.
Two goat's cheese and red onion panini, one bacon, sausage and cheese melt. Coffee's on its way.
I'm ready for this.
All right.
Tanner got you the healthy option.
No sign of Stewie on the CCTV around the hostel.
Oh, he's a charmer and a half. All mouth and no trousers.
Someone's taking these kegs. Not sure pace rules allow for that.
It's that I'm a big hard man, respect me bullshit. when he's actually a nasty little scrot with a liking for violence, a drug habit and the brain the size of a gnat's gonad. Never mind the walk. Have you seen the walk? That Neanderthal stroll, legs a yard apart, bigging up his tackle.
Someone was accursed in that department.
Too much information. Oh,
for God's sake, listen to yourselves. It's not a bloody joke.
John?
What?
What's wrong? What's going on?
Not here.
Over in the car park, then?
I'll finish the coffee.
He must have got in the room somehow. Is there anyone else here might be able to tell me?
No, I'm afraid not.
What about a man called Stewie McCallion? Was he there? Did he register or visit? A big bloke, heavy build.
That sort of information's confidential. Besides, I've already told the police everything I can. Do they know you're here, asking questions like this?
I thought you'd want to help, given he died at your hostel. He was killed there.
Of course we do, but there are procedures, protocol.
You're scared.
What? That's rubbish.
What are you scared of? You do know something.
I don't.
What is it? Please, whatever it is...
If you don't leave now, I'm going to report you to DCI Stone.
What aren't you telling me? Why are you so keen to get rid of me? What's going on?
It's not appropriate, that's all. You being here, it's out of order. And if you won't leave, then I'm going to be forced
all
to
right.
call the...
I'll tell you this. Something here ain't right. There is something weird going on, and you know about it. And I am warning you. I am not going to stop asking questions, even if you haven't got the guts to answer them.
Sarah, can you give us an hand, please? I can't find my keys.
I'll be with you in a sec. Jackie, it's me.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Look, you don't want to let that scumbag get to you, boss. He's talking drivel. He's been on the brown so long, he can't tell what's real and what isn't.
I'm not so sure. I listened to the old tape, my interview with him.
And?
There's no deal, is there? No bargaining.
Not on the recording.
But you didn't...
No. Look, I vaguely remember Stewie asking about the drugs. This was before the formal interview. He was found in possession of Class A's, amounts that made it plain he was supplying. He kept going on about it. I told him not to worry about that. We weren't interested. It was irrelevant. All we were looking at was the murder. Now, Simon Peveril was already in custody by that point, and Stewie knew we'd picked him up. It was the word on the street.
And everyone knew Simon had threatened to kill Cody during their fight in the nightclub.
Exactly. Also, it was public knowledge that Cody had been found in the river, and that we were appealing for witnesses in the vicinity of the bridge. So when I told Stewie in the next breath that if he saw anything that could help us... When I say that, what if he's actually hearing, you tell us you saw something, help us nail Peveril, and you're free to go?
You think he lied?
He just said he didn't. I heard him, boss, plain as day.
What, and you believe him? Because I don't know anymore.
The old interview, it would all be in there, what he saw and in his witness statements.
It's flaky as hell. Any time I press for details, he says he can't remember, or it was too fast to see. He couldn't even tell me if Cody Stafford was unconscious or struggling when Simon threw him in. Think about it. No matter how drugged up you are, you see someone you know in that situation, that image would be imprinted on your mind, wouldn't it? Stewie says the bare minimum. There are none of the qualifying statements you'd expect from a truthful account. No flesh on the bones.
That doesn't mean he was lying.
I listened to myself.
You were a rookie.
That's no excuse, Sue. There's these phrases he uses. Like you wanted, he says. And then, you wanted my help, you've got it. He could be referring to the conversation we had before the interview. And today, when he was on about you scratch my back.
Boss, they used Stewie's evidence in court. The CPS was happy with it. McCaffrey must have signed off on it.
Stewie couldn't even describe what he saw when he first reached the bridge. I end up leading him. Were they standing?
You really think he made it up?
I think it's possible.
Boss?
Sue, the missing photographs. Think about it. You come out of prison. These things are precious. They might lead to answers. Now, you want to keep them in a safe place, and for some reason you don't trust they'll be safe on your person or where you're staying. Who did Simon trust more than anyone else?
His mother.
Right. Now, I've spoken to Autumn Care again. Simon visited Grace a second time. One of the carers says she saw him on the Thursday afternoon. I think that's why he went there, to stash the photos. Meet me downstairs at the car in 10.
Thanks.
time did Simon go to Autumn Care?
3:20. Carer's fag break. She saw him arrive.
So that was after he'd seen Dixon. I've still not found any other sighting of him. A lot of CCTV to get through.
Kat?
I can't cope with this anymore. I really can't. We have to talk about this, John. But I know Alice was out of order last night.
Can I call you back in a bit?
Look, Chloe really didn't help matters. In fact, she made the whole thing 10 times worse. If Chloe can't behave like a responsible adult...
Hang on, you can't blame Chloe for Alice.
I don't want Alice spending any more time with her.
I don't think that's the issue.
How would you know? Wait for more than 5 minutes. I'm on my wit's end. She's out of control, John.
Kat, listen, I'm in the middle of something right now, but I'll ring you later. I promise. OK? We'll sort something out.
Yeah, OK.
Sorry, Sue.
No, I'm sorry. Alice is...
She managed to piss Chloe off big time. Chloe had taken her bowling. They get back and Kat's there. I'm at work. Alice puts the boot in. Thank God her mother's here. She doesn't have to put up with being babysat and bossed about by that bitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. She accused Chloe of resenting her, being jealous, and me of not giving a toss either way.
If there's anything I can do...
Adopt her. Anyway, desperately changing the subject. What about you and Jolene? How's that going?
Yeah, about that.
Oh, what? She's not dumped you.
John.
What?
The opposite. We're getting married. It's just with everything you've got going on...
Don't be daft.
There's a parking space.
That's great news. Congratulations.
Thanks.
When's the big day?
Next summer, we hope. We're still trying to decide where we want to have it, what sort of place, how much we can afford.
I'm really pleased for you. You look happy.
I am. I'm really happy.
Mrs. Peveril? Grace? Do you remember us?
Hello.
Hello.
We'd like to have a look around. We're looking for some photographs.
Is it lunchtime?
Soon.
Simon, how are you?
I'm not...
Oh, let me look at you.
I'm here for the photos.
Oh, you're late. I kept you some tea.
Thanks.
He has very nice haddock, the fish man. Friday at 11, you can set your watch by him.
Oh. Okay.
You are a sight for sore eyes. Who's this?
This is Sue.
Oh,
hello.
Sooty and Sue.
What?
Sooty and Sue. Where's your father?
He's out.
Oof.
He's at work.
Oh, yes. He would be. Well, wash your hands, sit down at the table.
The photos? I left them here the other day. I'll just have a look around. Sue, try the dressing table. I'll do the cupboard.
Is it lunchtime?
Soon. You've a biscuit here. Would you like that? Chocolate biscuit.
Simon, how are you?
Good. Fine.
There's an old album here. Look. Their wedding. Holidays. Here, the four of them. That must be Michael, yeah. The baby. The last photo of him. Can you imagine?
Is it lunchtime?
Here. You hold that chocolate digestive. Where are the photos, Mum? Somewhere safe?
I prefer parsley sauce.
Where are the photos?
Try on top of the wardrobe. Mm.
But Edward, we won't have it. Sticks in his teeth.
Nothing. No, Grace, no, don't wipe your nose on the biscuit.
Have you got a tissue, Grace?
Mm. In your handbag, perhaps?
Oh.
That's right. Sue. There they are. Oh! I'm going to sneeze too. Can I get one?
Just one. You don't want to spoil your appetite.
I'll just take these, Grace. I've got them, the photos. Let's go. We'll be off now. You enjoy your lunch.
Oh, Simon, how are you?
Fine. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh. If I ever go Doolally, I've told Jolene I want shooting. Or poisoning, whatever she can lay her hands on.
Well, at least she was calm. No agitation. Happy, even.
All that haddock. And a long-lost son just showed up.
Deja vu.
What? Oh, John, I'm so sorry. Your mother.
Yeah, forget it.
Do you think Grace knew that Ed would beat Simon?
Well, I suspected, surely.
Then spent the rest of her life supporting Simon, sticking by him as long as she was able. Perhaps she felt guilty that she hadn't spoken up.
Tanner.
Stewie McCallion. He was caught speeding on Thursday night, 10 o'clock, near enough.
Where?
Hull. Oh. Rules him out as a suspect.
Damn. I thought there might have been some traction with that one. OK, let him go. Tell him we may want to talk to him again, though. He's not to leave Manchester.
Will do.
So much for Mel Stafford's theory, then.
Yeah, and we're back to bloody square one again.
Oh, blimey, blowy, you what?
Let's see what we've got. There's only half a dozen prints.
You didn't get a chance to finish the film. Is that Cody?
Yeah, with Mel.
He's so young. Look at his flat top and the hip-hop gear. It was all new back then, wasn't it? Scrawling brand names on everything.
And sports clothes. They were deeply untrendy before that. God, not exactly David Bailey, was he? This one's completely out of focus.
What do you expect from a kid with a disposable camera off his face at a club? Times change, eh? All that faff sending off cartridges. Nowadays, we photograph everything night and day, post it online.
Yeah, but it's all digital. Not the same as prints, is it?
So do we know which picture Simon was interested in?
This one. This is the guy, Diggsy. We had him in for questioning, but he didn't give us anything.
Do you recognise the guy stood with him?
No.
What about the other pictures? Just bunches of kids dancing. Anyone there you remember?
No. This Diggsy's the only...
What?
Oh, God.
What?
I don't believe it. Diggsy, strip away the scruffy hair and the baggy clothes. Pile on an extra 3 stone, stick him in a tailor-made suit. Who'd you get?
You tell me.
Phil Dixon. Bloody Phil Dixon. Dixon is Diggsy. I never clocked it.
Who Simon Peveril saw on Thursday morning?
All that crap Dixon gave me about not knowing Simon, how he was just some random caller after a job. I knew he was lying. What is he hiding?
Think it through. Simon gets the photos from Mel. He recognises Diggsy slash Dixon from the old days and he says to Mel that he wants to see if Diggsy can tell him who these other people were. Find out if anyone had seen anything that could help him clear his name, right?
Right. So Simon takes these to show Dixon. But after that, he goes to his mum's, leaves them there. Why? If he's trying to use them to find people, to uncover possible witnesses, why stash them away?
To protect them?
From whom? From what? He couldn't have known he was going to be attacked or that there'd be a fire. Who was he frightened of?
Search me. Boss, this guy with Diggsy. See how tall he is? The bloke with grey hair, the one who was seen near Marilyn House on Thursday night. Tanner's trainer guy. He was really tall. Could this be him?
It's hard to say. Take a copy of this photo for Tanner. We want facial and body comparisons done between it and the CCTV footage of Trainer Man.
Okay.
Mel didn't know him. She didn't know either of them. So maybe the tall guy was a student. Castro's was popular with students. Talk to the universities, admissions, student unions, yearbooks, whatever. See how we might access photographic records.
Do you know how many students come through Manchester every year?
Just do it, Sue. I'm going to see what this Phil Diggsy Dixon thinks he's playing at.
Please.
Be about 10 minutes, love. Only just opened. Hey, are you all right?
Yeah.
You sure, love?
I think someone's following me.
Stay there, I'll have a look.
Well, no one about now. Do you want me to call the police?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Thank you. And I don't want the food.
No worries, love. You take care now.
Detective Stone.
Detective Chief Inspector Stone.
Look, can we do this some other time? I've got an appointment across town.
You might want to cancel it.
We won't be long, will we?
As long as it takes. Last time we met, I asked you about Simon Peveril. He came to see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
You claimed he was looking for work.
He was.
You also told me that you didn't know the man. That you'd never met him before.
If you're just here to repeat everything...
I'm here because I have serious misgivings about your account of that meeting.
Such as?
Evidence that you have a prior association with Simon Peveril.
What evidence?
Documentation that puts you in the company of Simon Peveril 20 years ago.
You can't expect me to remember everyone I met 20 years ago.
Oh, I think you'd remember this occasion. It was the night Cody Stafford was killed.
Still a long time ago.
You were interviewed as part of that investigation. Diggsy. Something you failed to mention the other day.
Yeah, look, I'm a busy man.
Yeah, me too. You've done all right for yourself, haven't you? Small-time drug dealer to big-shot businessman.
No, here we go.
Why did you deny knowing Simon Peveril?
I didn't know him. I don't know him.
What did Simon want from you?
A job, Chief. I've told you.
You spend 45 minutes together. Busy man like you. Doesn't take that long to send someone on their way. You keep denying that you knew Simon, but I have proof that you did.
Yeah, by sight, perhaps. Decades ago. He's a stranger.
He wanted your help, didn't he?
I've told you.
He was trying to find people from the night of the Stafford murder, and he had photographs of you that night.
Photographs?
Yeah. Let's see. There you are.
Yeah. No, I've never seen those before. I'm not really one for nostalgia, you know what I mean? Good old days were anything but...
This man here, the taller one. Who's he?
Not a clue.
You look pretty pally.
Oh, I don't know him, mate. There was a club, right, full of people off their heads partying. He could have been any random guy.
Student?
I don't know.
Okay, how about this woman with Cody?
Huh? No idea.
And these people?
No. Look, I have to leave now, so if there's nothing else...
You do understand that lying to a police officer is an offence. Wasting police time carries a fine. But perverting the course of justice, that's a custodial sentence. Why risk that?
If anyone's wasting time, it's you, Chief. I've got nothing more to say. I'll walk you out.
Tanner, Dixon's given us the runaround. Step up the surveillance 24/7. And keep your head down, eh? Try not to advertise the fact.
Will do, boss.
I've got to go. I've another call. Johnstone?
Ismail. I've just heard someone outside and there's a car parked across the road. I think they're watching me. I think they're after me. I didn't know whether to call 999.
Just sit tight. I'm on my way.
You think I'm crazy, don't you? Join the club.
Well, there's no sign of a car now. Did you see the driver? Get the registration?
No. And I didn't see him leave because we're looking out the back window. I heard someone out there. And earlier when I was out, someone were following me. I know they were.
Can you describe them?
I didn't see him. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? But I wasn't imagining it, I swear. I miss him so much. Even now. But it's unreal because he's still 17. He's a kid, showing off stunts on his bike. Got a Lion King duvet he's too old for. He can do the old rap from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, word perfect. But he never lifts a finger, you know?
Yeah.
Drove me crazy. Too clever by half, but he had a good heart. He wasn't violent, not like Stewie or some of the others.
And if he'd been asked to hurt someone? There was a lot of that going on, wasn't there? Tit for tat. Revenge attacks.
I don't know. I like to think he was better than that. You don't ever believe it could happen to you. I mean, Cody, yeah, OK, he thought he was invincible. My mum was going spare trying to get him to sign up for A-levels or a diploma.
Hmm.
I still never really thought he'd get hurt. But I said it, didn't I? You'll get yourself killed. And it came true. Just like his nightmares. He's been gone for over half my life, but I am stuck with him in my head. I meet new people and they ask if I've got any brothers or sisters. I mean, what do you say? No? Yeah? Used to? I was going to call the baby after him. My mum don't believe that someone else killed Cody. You don't. Edward Peveril still thinks Simon was guilty. And what am I supposed to do? Give up? I can't do that.
Mel, we're looking into the original investigation. If there's any question at all over the safety of Simon's conviction, then we'll make further inquiries.
Oh, you changed your tune. Why? What's happened? Is it Stewie? Have you got something on Stewie?
Stewie is no longer a person of interest with respect to Simon's murder.
No. Oh, no. Are you sure?
I am. But if we find incontrovertible proof that someone other than Simon killed Cody, then I promise we'll do everything possible to bring them to justice.
You believe me?
Well, let's say I'm willing to listen.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you don't know how much this means to me.
Mel, these photos...
You've got them? I thought they were burnt in a fire.
This is the man that Simon recognised.
Yeah, Diggsy.
And the tall man next to him. Did Simon mention him at all?
No. Who is he?
I don't know. Look, I can't stay long, but... Show me Cody's wall again, will you? Take me through it. Sue, Tanner, what have you got on Trainer Man?
Give us a chance, boss.
That's a nothing, then.
Hang on. I ran the face and body profiling software and there's a 91.7% result that it's the same individual. And I asked Jolene...
Hiya.
Your ear's burning, or what?
Might go away again if I'm interrupting.
No.
Are you here now? You might as well. Okay, so, furry outer Karima trainers, they use a small metal stud on the heel of the right shoe for the limited edition. Each one has a unique number on and the company logo. We recovered one from debris near the doorway.
Yes! Puts him at the scene. He was in the room with Simon Peveril. It makes him our most wanted.
Nice work, Tanner. I thought you were in hiding to nothing.
It was your Alice put me onto it.
Why change his shoes?
Maybe they got damaged in the confrontation. Or when he was setting the fire. But he is our guy.
Who the hell is he? He's pictured with Diggsy and Castro's back in 98, the night Cody Stafford was killed. Now we can place him at the Peveril scene. We have to ID him.
We're going as fast as we can.
Let's talk to Sarah Martindale again, first thing in the morning. She said she didn't see this bloke, but now we have proof he was in the building. Take her through Thursday evening in fine detail. Use advanced interview techniques. Go over who was coming and going. See if it triggers anything. Meanwhile, fire me if there's any news. I'll be in my office.
I'm on my way to Dixon, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
You heard about Sue and Jolene tying the knot?
Yes. Good news.
Who'll be the husband then, do you reckon?
That's not how it works, Tanner.
What?
They'll both be wives. Which cave have you crawled out of?
No one told me. Night then.
John?
Sorry, I couldn't talk properly earlier. Is she back?
In her room. She's not speaking to me. I just think with Chloe, the whole situation's difficult enough as it
is. It's not a problem.
Well, I beg to differ. If you'd heard the...
Chloe's left. She's moved out.
Oh. For good? Oh, John.
Oh, it's not a complete surprise. Probably should have seen it coming. Her wanting a baby and...
You didn't.
Well, not enough. And then, with Alice to think about, it's probably for the best.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure how much of a future there is with me and Brian, to be honest. It's not really working out.
Because of Alice?
Not just that. There's other stuff. But the way he was with her after the shoplifting, it wasn't nice. I really don't know what to do with her. She's so angry. I feel completely helpless. I was thinking, maybe we should see if she'd talk to someone.
What, like counselling?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Should we give it a bit longer, see if she settles?
And what if things get worse? I'm really struggling.
Look, why don't you sound around when you get a chance? See what she thinks about the idea.
Okay. And if it means us doing it as a family?
Then that's what we'll do.
Thanks. She had her moments as a toddler, but we thought we got away with it lightly on the whole, didn't we?
What, the mashed potato protest?
Oh, yeah. That was spectacular. Her face. Oh. I can't stand to see you like this, hurting. I just want her to be happy.
I know. She'll be all right, you know, Kat.
Yeah.
She will.
Was he moving?
I can't remember. It's pretty hammered, you know, and the shock, like, it's not all that clear.
I'm calling it a day, boss, unless there's anything else. Training again.
You're not going to want sponsoring, are you?
Thanks for the support.
You get off. I'll see you in the morning.
Are those the Stewie McCallion tapes?
The more I listen...
Don't, then.
I can't ignore it, Sue. I've got to sort this. Two men are dead. And if there's the slightest chance mistakes were made... My whole career is
you
based...
You did your best. You've always done your best. That's all any of us can do.
Have I, though? Or was I so bloody keen to get a result that I never listened to Stewie's answers properly?
I could say go home and get some sleep. But you wouldn't listen to me properly, would you?
Good night.
Night.
Seems to me like you can't remember much at all.
I remember Simon beat up Cody, then threw him over the bridge. All like you wanted.
Tanner.
Next time I do surveillance, I'm putting in for a proper van with a chemical toilet. A man my age can't hold it indefinitely. Not in this weather.
Was that what you rang to tell me?
No. I've a lovely view of Dixon's place, and guess who's just pitched up?
A tall, grey-haired man wearing someone else's trainers?
Nope. Jackie Stanton Hope. With a face like a wet weekend.
What the hell are Phil Dixon and Jackie Stanton Hope doing together? They don't know each other, do they? He's not involved with the Foundation. We've not flagged up any connections between the two.
No, boss.
There is one thing that connects them. Simon Peveril. That's what led us to question the both of them. The murder of Simon Peveril.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear. DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham. And DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Sarah Martindale was played by Christine Bottomley, Philip Dixon by Kieran O'Brien, Kat by Angela Lonsdale, and Alice by Sydney Wade. Mel was played by Chrissy Bone, Grace by Susan Twist, and Stewie by Greg Wood. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Kath Staincliffe, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Gary Brown.